there. Thank you for visiting the Bible Time website. We've been learning many things about the Lord Jesus. Today we will learn that the grace of God was upon him. When Jesus was a boy, he grew up in the town of Nazareth. He lived with Mary, his mother, and with Joseph. Remember that God the Father is Jesus' father, but Joseph helped to care for him while he was growing up. After Jesus was born, Joseph and Mary had other children. That means that Jesus had brothers and sisters. His brothers and sisters were just like other children. They were sinners too. Jesus is God, remember. He never sinned. He never fussed and fought as did other children. He always pleased his heavenly Father. He always obeyed his mother, Mary, and he did what Joseph told him to do. What a happy home it must have been because Jesus was there. Jesus enjoyed the beautiful things in life, such as the pretty lilies of the field. He enjoyed spending time in quiet places. He loved to talk with his heavenly Father. He loved God's house. The smaller towns had places in which to worship God like we do. They called their buildings synagogues. Jesus would go to the synagogue and worship too. There he would hear God's word read. Jesus knew that he had come to earth to be our Savior. He knew that his Father had sent him to be the Savior of the world. He knew that when he became a man, he would die on the cross for us. He loved us so much that he was willing to do this. He wants us to be saved from our sins. He did later die for us. He was buried, but on the third day, he arose from the dead. Do you want this wonderful Savior to be your Savior too? Tell him that you're a sinner, that you cannot save yourself. Tell him that you want him to come into your heart and take away your sins. He will come and live in your heart if you will receive him. Please tell us if you've received him, and please share the good news with someone else. The Lord will bless you. We will send you free Bible lessons in the mail that will tell you more about this wonderful Savior if you'll leave your name and address on our website. Listen back next week for a new Bible lesson.